time for a look at the evening farm report here on KLGR. Let's take a look at how the markets ended the day. March corn was up a penny at 366 and three quarters. May up three quarters of a cent at 374 and three quarters. December new crop up three quarters of a cent at 397 and a quarter. Soybeans for March, 2 1/4 cents lower at 1032 even. The May was down 2 1/4 cents at 1043 and a quarter. November new crop corn was down a quarter cent at 1027 and three quarters. Soybean meal for March, $1.10 lower at $3.76.90. The May down $1.40 at $3.79.60 per ton. Soybean oil for March down 3 cents at $32.04. May down 3 cents at $32.25. Chicago wheat for March was 4 cents higher at $4.51 and a quarter. July new crop 4 and a quarter cents higher at $4.79 even. Minneapolis wheat for March a quarter cent lower at $6.01 even. New crop was 2 and a half cents higher at $6.24 and a half. Kansas wheat for March a nickel higher at 470 and three quarters, while the new crop was 4 3/4 cents higher at 504 and a quarter. Oats for March was down a half cent at 257 and three quarters. The July was up 2 1/4 cents for new crop at 260 and three quarters. Taking a look at the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for February closed down $1.30 at 128.35. The April down 85 cents at 125.37. June was down 25 cents at 116.80. Feeder cattle for March, 65 cents lower at 146 even. April, $1.02 lower at 148.07. And May, 92 cents lower at 149.12. Lean hogs for April, $1.37 higher at 71.27. May, $1.27 higher at 77.42. June lean hogs were $1.65 higher at 82.95. Let's take a look at a little farm news here on the Evening Farm Report. Canada's top ag official is promoting trade between the U.S. and Canada in California this week. Canada says Minister of Ag and Agri-Food Lawrence McCauley is traveling to California to promote the Canada-California Economic Partnership and to highlight the strengths of Canada's ag trade with the United States. Minister McCauley previously visited the U.S. in January, speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention. The visit comes as negotiations continue regarding the North American Free Trade Agreement. McCauley is using the trip to California to promote the importance of NAFTA business on both sides of the border. In a news release announcing the trip, McCauley said, "We're keen to continue working with our NAFTA partners to deepen our economic relationship and strengthen trade between our great nations." A group of Republican lawmakers Wednesday sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan calling for changes to Section 199A in the tax code. The group of more than 80 lawmakers says the changes will restore the competitive balance in the ag marketplace. Led by Iowa Representative David Young, the group says the changes, quote, are necessary to restore the equity in grain marketing and set co-ops and other independent businesses on a more level playing field. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act unintentionally created a tax advantage for producers who sell to cooperatives instead of private and independent businesses. The letter says any remedy should retroactively restore the competitive marketplace for producers and replicate the benefits co-ops and farmers received under Section 199 before the enactment of Section 199A. The letter says the current Section 199A has resulted in a dramatic competitive imbalance impacting numerous ag value chain stakeholders, including grain handlers, feed mills, seed companies, ag retailers, biofuels producers, banks, livestock marketers, and dairy processors. That's been a check of your evening farm report here on KLGR. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning with the Morning Farm Show at 6:30. Have a good night.